Well, the time is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, and here we are with the Minden Community Food Bank and the food kitchen there. What do you call the kitchen, Marilyn?
Community kitchen.
And we're going to talk to Joanne Barnes first because, of course, it's Christmas time and there's Christmas baskets. But before we went on air, we were just chit-chatting about the intake and the clients you have, and you said you're getting more and more all the time.
We're taking in 3 to 5 new families every week, and most of these families have an abundance of children.
And the thing about some of these people, too, they've moved up to this area from elsewhere because the rents were too expensive there. Coming up here, knowing that there's a good food bank system, a good support system here, but unfortunately, there isn't a lot of rent here.
No. The one new client said that she had got behind in her rent and was evicted, and welfare in the city said, you can't live here because you won't get enough money from us to sustain it. So she's one that's moved to this area. And then there's families with children that they just can't make ends meet living in the city, so they've come here hoping that it will be better.
And little did they know that there's not that much rental up here either, but, you know, they do have a great, great support system up here. So, of course, with Christmas coming up, you've got your Christmas baskets. Tell me about that and what it entails.
Okay, we're doing the Christmas hamper program again. The call-in for the hamper starts on the 27th of November through December 1st. And then again, the following week from the 3rd of December to the 7th from 10 till 4. The number to call is 705-286-6400. And please don't call before the 27th or you'll find the number is not in service. We're putting in a second line to accommodate these calls. So we're getting ready. Businesses are asking, do we start collecting now? By all means. If they have a surplus in their collection box, they can bring it to the food bank and we'll hold it until it's time to move it up to the community center. That happens on the 18th and 19th of December. That's when they start sorting and packing the hampers. And then the pickup this year is on Wednesday, the 20th of December.
Now, Joanne, what's in a hamper? What do you need for the hampers and what's in a hamper?
Okay, they have a choice between a turkey hamper, which includes all the fixings for their Christmas dinner, plus they get pasta and pasta sauce, pancake mix and syrup, assorted fresh vegetables, and then the other choice is, of course, the ham dinner, which has all the fixings that go with that. So things like pancake mix and syrup, those are always things that we have to ask for help with.
Mm-hmm.
We try to give them, you know, a few days' groceries in addition to their special dinner.
Yeah, because, of course, Christmas time is the money goes quickly, as everyone knows at Christmas time.
Yeah.
So especially when money's hard to come by and you got to stretch those dollars after paying the rent and the heating bill and et cetera, and buying Christmas presents.
And also, yes, also in these hampers, when you call in and give us your information, then there will be toys for the children as well. So the families are well taken care of with their hampers.
With their hampers. And then the families would start calling you on November 27th.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, and we'll get a PSA in here about that, too.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we can start announcing it, and then people can drop off toys, gifts, too?
At any of the local businesses that are collecting. And, of course, if they need space, they can always come to the food bank. And we'll hold them until it's time to pack the hampers.
Yeah, so the businesses in the area, instead of swapping gifts with your coworker or whatever, bring in a toy for a child or a teenager. The teenagers are often forgotten.
That's right.
And start doing that rather than having your Christmas party and bring in things like that.
Right.
Any other things we should talk about there, Joanne?
I think that's pretty much it. It's always a huge program. It's very well run.
You've got lots of helpers down there.
We do. And Ron Reed is, you know, the organizer. And he's got all his volunteers lined up for taking the calls, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's becoming an exciting time and, you know, a hard time as well.
Let's go to Marilyn now. Marilyn's sort of the foodie person in this. That's what I like to call her. Cooking with fresh vegetables. And you have some grade 8 students in right now, but you got a grant from Monsanto.
Monsanto and the Ontario Association of Food Banks gave us a grant to teach children in rural areas that have poverty situations, to teach children how to cook with fresh fruits and fresh vegetables. And they've been very generous. And also, the Halliburton Bus Company has provided bus service free. The kids walk. The grade 8s come from Archie Stouffer, and they walk down to the class Tuesday and Wednesday, and then the bus takes them back
to the school so they can get their bus home again. Yeah. So the grade 8 students, now I would assume that some of them know how to cook. Some of them probably don't. Some of them have never maybe seen a cucumber or a kiwi or being exposed to different fruits and vegetables. Tell me about that. So what are you doing for your some of these recipes? And
well, this week, Suan's restaurant has sent an employee over, Linda Hicks, to demonstrate how to make fresh spring rolls and roll rice paper. And so that was quite the challenge, teaching them how to cut very thinly the things that go inside.
Can I come and join your class?
Yes.
I don't know how to do that either.
Yesterday was wonderful. The kids really enjoyed it. And then when that part was finished, they made hot fajitas. And every time they come, there's a special either fruit or vegetable of the day. Last week, they got to sample the difference between cantaloupe and canary melon, and they were all eager for that. And this week it's avocados. And some kids put up their hand that they know what it is. Some have never seen anything like it.
Well, and also, too, when you're shopping on a budget, an avocado would probably be the last thing I would buy because some of these foods are rather expensive.
Absolutely.
So, therefore, they've probably never tried any of this. They
Absolutely.
Probably just have the apples and the bananas and oranges.
When, you know, I was, when Monsanto and the OAFB proposed this and said, we want you to do this, Meryl, I was a little bit skeptical. But, you know, when you say to a child, will you chop the celery? And they ask, which one is the celery? Or when you hand a young person a cucumber and say, do you want to cut this in coins and put it in the salad? Because they make huge green salads.
Mm-hmm.
He said, is this a cucumber? It tells you. Or when somebody comes into the food bank and you try and give them fresh carrots and they say, I don't know how to cook that. Don't you have it in a can?
Mm-hmm.
It tells us, it brings home the lesson that there's a real need here. It's and you know what? They eat everything and take leftovers home.
And what a good experience for them, too, because maybe one of them might want to become a chef or something, like just to get them in the kitchen and experience that and the joy of cooking. And, you know, chopping your carrots and your celery and that can go into a stew. So what a great learning experience for them.
Last week, we did twice-baked potatoes with cheese and
And I've had Maryland's
and
potatoes
bacon.
Before. They're really good.
And the kids were so eager to take some home. Can I take some home? And this week they said, we made that for our parents. You know what I mean? And so it's working.
Yes.
And so we do a different meal or a different lesson every week. And then at the end of the program, they will go to the grocery store and shop for a special meal. They'll make that meal, and their parents, one of their parents, will be able to come with each child to eat what they've learned. And every child will get a basic shelf cookbook. And some of the kids are so eager to, I really want to do everything in that cookbook type of thing.
Isn't that exciting? Yeah. And the cookbook, too, it's learning measurements. It's not just cooking. There's so many things that cookbook can teach you.
We've done some innovative things, like the first day we broke the class into four groups. And one from each group had to put oil and cinnamon on their hands and then shake hands with everybody else. And then when they washed their hands, they saw that the cinnamon still was between their fingers. So they could, it was a visual way of saying, you see why it's important to wash your hands? Those could be germs.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good lesson. Yeah. Very inventive, Marilyn.
and so we will have... Nikki Dolo Mills is coming to teach Canada's Food Guide. We're going to have teaching of how to read the label properly, because there's lots of people who look at the label and say, oh, half of this is salt. No. Half, if it says 50%, it's 50% of what your daily recommended income of
intake
is, type of thing. So we'll be teaching all of that. And then when this class is finished in December, we'll have a class for the public. A parent and children can come and register for January. And we'll do that as an after-school program like we've done in the past. And it's free.
And if it wasn't for... Monsanto and
Ontario Association of Food Banks.
Yeah, for them giving some money to help with this program, it wouldn't be.
No, that's correct.
So
it wouldn't be.
Yeah,
so we feel very blessed that they chose us because of the community kitchen, and they came and the OIFB came and looked at our kitchen first, and it's really beautiful. It's one of the things that Joanne and I have strived for, is to let the public know that we're there. It's not just a food bank. It's a food center.
Yes, and if you're in Minden, pop in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, pop in, sure. Especially on the food bank days, pop in and see everyone slicing, dicing, and chopping, and boiling, and whatever. But anything else we should add, Marilyn?
No, just if anybody's interested in taking the classes starting in January, they can call the food bank at 286-6838, or they can call my home to register at 286-2990.
Maybe we could get a PSA in for that one, too.
Okay.
And then we can read it
we're doing reading
in our PSAs too. So, well, again, thank you, ladies, for popping in. And of course, the big Fuel for Warmth shindig's coming up the end of the month. We got to put a plug in for that. I think the tickets are already all sold out for that.
They are sold out.
Great work that the two of you do and all your volunteers that are down there helping you out. So thank you for joining me. We're going to do a little John Lennon and instant karma.